Thank you, Leah. And joining me now is Ed Martin, and he penned an op-ed, SCOTUS Ends Roe, Time for Strong Pro-Life Leadership and State Action.
It's incredible to realize that this day has come where now Roe v. Wade, Doe v. Bolton, the Casey case, I heard someone describe it in the last few days as like a boulder that blocks the pro-life possibilities. That's been rolled away. And now we can go in our states especially, but also in the U.S. Congress and say, okay, everybody, you said you were pro-life. Now let's live up to it, right? Let's now live up to what that means. And there's going to be a lot of conversations and sometimes legislative battles over what to do. But it's a real opportunity for people that care about life to communicate how important it is and hold to account the people who have been, you know, a lot of people in office that say, I'm a Republican or I'm a conservative, I'm pro-life, but I can't do anything. They won't allow it. Roe v. Wade is there, you know, that framework. So that's gone. And it's going to be really exciting to see the states and the local communities step into this, and I hope do some really great things to protect life.
Here in Alabama, we have what they call the trigger law. Basically, they passed a law in the hopes that when Roe was overturned, that then our law would slide right in there and become the law of the land, outlawing abortion. But a lot of other states don't have legislation like that. And there's a lot of other states where there's an issue of enforcement. In our own county, where Birmingham is, the district attorney has already said he is not going to enforce any sort of law. So I imagine there'll be a showdown between the state and the local attorney general prosecutors. And I imagine that's going to be the case in a lot of places.
I think you're right about that. And it sets up an interesting conversation and an important sort of historic, conflict that we have to resolve. And there's a way to resolve it. Let me say one quick thing. My home state is Missouri. We had a trigger law. And within an hour of the Dobbs decision, our attorney general said, yep, the trigger law's kicked in. And we know from reports by NPR and others that abortion clinics across the country stopped because they were trying to figure out what to do. So, it is odd to think that the prosecutor in a county will say, well, I'm above the law. This is not prosecutorial discretion. That's a decision to charge someone with manslaughter or murder based on the facts you see, not whether you like the law or not, right? And it's even more stark up in Michigan, where the attorney general of Michigan, a Democrat, and there's an existing law on the books in Michigan that bans abortion. She said she won't enforce it at all. She won't defend it, all that. You say, wait a second, that's not your job. And so I think we're going to have this sort of showdown on this issue. America is a nation at our best where the rule of law applies to everyone. We apply it better and better. In this case, the reversal of Roe says back to the states, not lawlessness. It doesn't say nullify the law. It says back to the states, have your conversations. And frankly, if someone won't enforce the actual law, this, again, it's not a discretion, you know, whether if someone comes in and says, I'm a 22-year-old woman, I had an abortion, and the prosecutor's going to decide whether to charge, you know, some crime or another, or charge some civil penalty or another, that's discretion. Saying you won't even look at the law, that's dereliction of duty. And we're going to have some people who are either removed from office or they're going to be challenged in their jobs as, say, if you don't want to do your job, you can't be in that position.
And likely that'll be the next battle we'll see, is trying to actually get things enforced. Ed Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Alabama's Morning News.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.